You're tuned into the audio channel from scorenotes.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on scorenotes.com. How's everything going?
Things are going very, very well. Very busy, and I'm delighted to be here, though.
Great. Thank you so much. I'd like to start things off with your most recent soundtrack release for The Mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And can you just discuss some of the different concepts that went into what turned out to be a very well-balanced score for The Mechanic?
Yes. I think the first... Simon, when he very first met me, before he'd actually officially hired me, said that he had seen my score to The Bad Lieutenant, which was shot in New Orleans, and had sort of New Orleans as a bit of a character in the film. And he said he was attempting to do the same thing, that he felt that the environment had said a certain amount about the character, and he wanted, in a non-stereotypical way, to sort of bring New Orleans in as a character to the score, and he really liked the way I did that, and he was hoping I could do the same for him. And then he said, on the other hand, of course, this is a pretty much of a shoot 'em up, you know, action film with a star that is sort of that iconic, almost James Bond, you know, Jason Bourne type, you know, the lonely man against everyone feel, and it would need a sort of an iconic theme and motif in that same regard, so that when you heard the sound of the character, you immediately knew that he was about to do his thing or whatever that might be, you know. And he felt strongly that I could also give him that, and then of course the third element was that, you know, you got to make all the stuff exciting. You got to build the lay the brick and put the bricks in the wall that makes a good action score. So those were the three basic points that he defined of how he wanted to structure the score.
And as a film goer, and particularly a soundtrack fan, I quite enjoy when a score from an action movie does not club me over the head, you know, incessantly with kind of loud action music. So getting back to the balance, do you think it's particularly more important to find that kind of middle ground, especially when you're scoring an action movie?
I think so. I mean, it's one of the things I think I can bring to an action score is that, I mean, I've got the chops and to score all the action, but I've had a lot of experience with dramas, and so to me, finding a voice for the character and who that character is and why he might do some of the things he does is important. And I think that one of the things that Simon did for this film was do that with the character. I mean, one could have been much more blunt-edged about it, but I think he really took the time to try and define who... I mean, face it, this guy kills people for a living, and yet at the end you're rooting for him, and you care about him. And that's important in a film like this, that if you're going to have, an audience accepting of the story and interested in sitting there for 2 hours and getting up feeling fulfilled, that they feel something for your character. And I think Simon did a lot in the shooting of it and the way he directed Jason to do that, and it was a big part of my job to help support that.
And what would you say were some of your favorite moments from the film itself?
Well, there are moments that there's a couple of throwaway lines that Jason has that still make me smile, even though I've seen them 100 times. Because I think that's part of Jason's real ability, is just to have that Bruce Willis moment of just the throwaway one-liner, you know, delivered in such a droll, you know, comedic sense, and yet he's still a very dark, never breaks the mold of just this really dark, disturbed guy, you know. There are a couple of the action scenes, I think, when the SUV goes flying through the bus that were always fun to watch.
that kind of stuff never gets old, that's for sure.
No, and if you're really trying to, you know, it's fun. Certain action scenes can be very fun because you realize how much you can help them. You know, as well shot and as well designed as they are, I suddenly realize that, if I can turn the music right at that moment, you know, boy, that really does up the impact. And so So there are those moments late at night all by myself when I've been working over this thing for, you know, a day and a half, that all of a sudden when it really clicks, you kind of go, ooh, you know, that's good. I really do help this film right there. You know, and that's a great feeling.
Brings up a curious question for me. As a veteran film composer, I imagine the marathon hours don't grow any shorter no matter how long you've been in the industry. You mentioned working on your own deep into the night. Is that just kind of the norm and how it always is for a composer?
I think so. You know, I've been doing this quite a number of years, and I'm definitely more efficient and better at it. But at the end of the day, you know, if you've got 70 minutes to write, you still got to have 70 minutes to write, and it still takes a certain number of hours to write 70 minutes of music.
Right. It won't write itself.
That's very, very true.
And I just want to compliment you, because especially with the action cues, they sounded so fresh and so engaging to me when I listened to it on its own. And I just want to say thank you for being able to produce such a well-rounded action score. It's most appreciated.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I mean, coming from an aficionado, especially, I appreciate that greatly. I mean, I tried to do that. I set out to do something that could stand on its own and not just be sort of the, you know, like I say, just throw it up and get it done, but really try and find the right voice for the film and the characters and everything. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. That attention to detail does translate through to the listener. So,
thank you.
And, you know, as someone who is such a well-rounded kind of track record, you know, with so many different genres under your belt, where does scoring an action film fall on that list of genres that you like to score for? Is it all just one big bundle that you like to enjoy, or do certain genres stand out as kind of the ones you'd like to hone in on?
You know, I think that's an interesting question to answer. I mean, I have done a lot of different types of films over the years, and I found for a period I was doing a lot of dark dramas, and I think, while they were, you know, enjoyable and rewarding to score, I realized that if I were going out to rent a movie for the night or manage to find date night with my wife and go to a movie, maybe these wouldn't be our first choice of movies to go to. And I suddenly thought, you know what, I think, especially now that I've got teenage boys, you know, I find myself going to a lot of action movies. And so I sort of consciously said, well, you know, let's just see if nothing else, then it brings my children more into my life, and what does Dad do for a living, you know? And so there's something to be said for that, and that was one of the nice things about doing The Mechanic, was that, you know, the teenager boys didn't want to leave the room when I was working.
No, that's an interesting kind of real-world attribute to this craft, and it's kind of an insight we don't normally get to hear from a composer, so thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I mean, just right now, for instance, I've just signed on to do Dolphin Tale, which is a big family 3D movie about a dolphin who's rescued, and it's designed for kids, and you know, for a Saturday afternoon, the family goes to the movies. And my 7-year-old daughter is just so excited. Oh, Dad, you know, it's a story about fish. How fantastic. And that means a world to me, you know, that I can share that with her, because, if, you know, if I'm scoring The Conspirator or The Crazies, these aren't movies my 7-year-old daughter can necessarily see, you know.
Right. And in some way, that would perhaps personally invest you, maybe inspire you while you're working on it.
I think you're very right in that regard, yes.
Very cool. I'd like to talk about the actual soundtrack release now for The Mechanic. Now, there are two versions. Can you explain the two and also perhaps touch on your music label, please?
Yes. We're very excited about starting a label, and I use the word as a word simply to describe a system and group of people interested in releasing music to an audience and finding an audience for that music to and then make the whole thing an enjoyable experience for everyone. Because I think that somehow in the last 10 years or so, the trust of the word and entity known as a record label has sort of vanished. I think, you know, I watched the Social Network, that movie, Fincher's wonderful movie, the other night, and he, whether or not they're true or not, the words still came out of the character that, I forget the character's name that invented Napster, but he puts the words into this character's mouth of, I took down the labels, and it's a good thing. Well, why should that be a good thing? Well, it's considered a good thing because there was something the audience felt betrayed, I feel, I don't even want to blame any part of it, but somehow there's a lack of trust has somehow occurred. So what can I do about that? Well, just in my own world, in my little corner of the world, I'm just going to try and take responsibility for the whole act of not only creating the music, but presenting it to an audience. And just try and be responsible for the whole experience and ask people to join me in that and to bring the fun back into it and the real, respect that I feel music and a music audience deserves. So that brings me to, we're going to release, several different genres, but obviously film music is the first genre. And I know that there are a lot of film music fans who appreciate having every single cue in the movie, including all the little 10-second stings. And in fact, they're quite intrigued sometimes by having, the version of a cue that was rejected. So we put together what we're calling the Special Collector's Edition that is presented in that way, from beginning to end, every single cue in the movie, including some outtakes. But I, personally, enjoy listening to a score as if it were more of a symphonic suite. I like longer cues. I like getting a sense of the themes really developing. I like trying to put it into a context that can live on its own outside of the film. So in this particular case, I assembled what I'm calling the Assassin's Edition, and that is my edit of, I think, what is close to 60-minute score, down to about 50, with the way I conceive sort of the sweet version of it, a high impact, hopefully plays like an exciting rock record, and release that. And then, of course, we're doing a double barrel edition where you get both and you get some, copies of the score that I sign, and I think we're doing a numbered series of unique editions of that. And that way it keeps it interesting, it keeps it fun. Hopefully the different types of people that are interested in film music can find the version and that they respond to the most and get the most enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, that is music to my ears. And what I appreciate most about that is you're taking this very seriously with respect of the music lover in mind. And so often today these commercial releases, they fall short because they just get churned out, sometimes without the thought in mind of who is on the other end that's going to be listening to it.
I agree. And I must admit, I'll be the first to admit that when, the film studio calls me up as we're finishing and say, oh, we just made a deal with so-and-so, we need the record tomorrow. I've turned out some of those boring editions, I must admit, because I've neglected to really think it through. And so this is me just saying, enough of that. I'm going to, and as much as I'm allowed to and can contractually work out, I'm going to try and take as much responsibility to really make, the presentation of film music to its listening audience, its record-buying audience, as fun and as engaging and as exciting as we can.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you mentioned there are some other genres that are going to be in the queue for this label?
Yes. We've got a deal with Conspirator, which is the new Robert Redford film. So that's the next soundtrack that will be released. We are in the process of forming a list, in which case you could ask your listeners if they want to email or blog or tweet or text, however they want, Facebook, whatever they're comfortable with, any requests. We're trying to put together a schedule of previously unreleased scores that I'm going to go and see if I can procure the rights for and do a series of past favorites. I obviously can't guarantee that we can do everything, but I will certainly make an attempt to make a deal with the studios on whatever we can, and if it's at all cost-effective, we will be doing that as well. Then I'm also making a, my career as a trumpet player is not not washed up at all. I've got a new album that's about halfway done that will definitely be out this year. I've got a brand new band, which we start a new series of performances in May, and we'll be recording all of those performances live. We have a few stockpiled from last year, and we may be doing an album of that band as well. And then something I'm really excited about is in the last year I started experimenting with gallery installations. And we did one in Boston. We currently just start setting one up here in Los Angeles. And I've been experimenting in mixing some of the material that I've formulated for galleries into a 5.1 home theater environment. And we're still in the experimental stage to see what the best product might be, but that will definitely, we will figure that out this year, and that will also be released. So there's my personal performance, my ambient series, which I'm calling the gallery system of compositions right now, and then soundtracks. Those are the three main tiers that we'll be releasing this year.
Wow, that's definitely a full plate of activities. And I must say, it sounds like you're as creatively inspired and passionate as ever about the art of music.
I am. I love it. I've loved it since as long as I can remember. And I have no desire to stop or do any less, only more.
That's great to hear. And at this point, I'd like to again congratulate you on a fantastic score for The Mechanic, and just want to tip my hat for all of your creative endeavors. Believe me, people like myself really appreciate it, and we're rooting you on. So thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much.